Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Mayor Monday, so to find out what's going on right now in East Hartford is Mayor Marshall LeClaire. And, God, Mayor, you've been in. See, Melody Curry, and then it was you. How long have you been mayor?
I've actually been mayor since January of 2011.
My goodness. A lot's been happening since then, huh?
Well, we really started to do a focused effort on development, cleaning up the face in the main street areas of town. And we also focused on redevelopment of our gateways, all the gateways that come into the town of East Hartford. You know, development takes quite a while, but we've made some concerted effort. So I think we're doing good.
Well, the nice thing is you do have a great deal of support there, and there's a great deal of there are very positive things going on. Goodwin College comes to mind. Pratt & Whitney's still around. I mean, you do have, say, Coca-Cola is right there on Main Street. So you still have, quite a bit of an industrial base, but there's a heck of a lot more, isn't there, Mayor?
We have a huge industrial base. As a matter of fact, over the course of the last several years, we brought in over 100 new businesses.
Oof.
And these businesses are infill. They're the ones that go into existing or closed buildings that they've remodeled. And those are the businesses that people don't generally see on a regular basis.
No.
They don't contribute to the main streets or the main corridors, but they are the backbone of our tax base for sure.
You'll always have Augie and Ray's, no matter what happens. So that's always that's always nice to know. It's worth getting off Route 2 to come in. So there you go. What are some other things people need to know? You've got East Hartford Landmarks. You know where I went one time? And I went with Roy Spiller was the guy. And he took me into the Tobacco Museum there in the public library. That thing is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, let's talk briefly about it. You know, that was one of the... I'd say the hallmark project under my administration that I came in, that we needed a library and the museum was closed off. It was under lock and key on the second floor of the library. The library was in a poor shape.
Yeah, it was.
And we need to be proud of our library. So with concerted effort and a lot of investment, time, and money, we were able to not only expand the library, to do 100% remodel of the library, and incorporate those items that were behind closed doors so that the public could see them. They're integrated throughout the new library system. So it's more like a museum,
perfect,
a historical center for East Hartford, and it's really a great way for us to build community.
I mean, it's hard to realize, but 50, 60, 70 years ago, I mean, tobacco played a large part in East Hartford's economy.
We were actually aggregate and aerospace, for sure.
And by the way, Pratt & Whitney had an exhibit, too, in the library. That has, too, been moved?
Those are integrated and part of the design. We actually build windows from the outside in to place some of the jet engines in so the public will always be able to see them even when we're closed.
Cool. They have a cutaway, by the way. You can see how one of them works. You know, it's kind of nice. Let's talk about broadband initiative. What, townwide? What are you doing? Who are you working with on this?
You know, the state of Connecticut actually started to look into this, and we were had been talking with CCAP for quite a while. It never quite worked, went anywhere for a variety of reasons that we don't need to get into on this phone. But East Hartford surely believes that with the amount of acreage left on Rentschler Field, with the amount of businesses and industry in our community, that this the technology and the gigabyte that could be a certainly move and propel East Hartford forward.
Well, and the one thing was, you know, with the building of Pratt & Whitney Stadium, Rentschler Field, the fact was you had Cabela's come in. There's some other projects underway, are there not? At least from what I've read.
We have a lot going on. We're not in the paper every day. We don't, smaller communities don't get the attention of the media as much as larger communities do. But yes, we do. We have the outlet shops that are moving forward on Rentschler Field. We also have different areas of town that all of our infill in our shopping plazas have mm-hmm. been filled. We're working on finishing up some of the other ones. We have a concerted effort with the facade improvements on some of our other main corridors, and that's all private investment money. That's not something the town is investing in. So We have a lot going on. We're excited about the ribbon cutting of the new Pratt & Whitney World headquarters. It'll happen on November 11th.
Cool.
Rentschler, the UTRC.
Yeah, the research center.
Actually,
yeah.
Recently had their opening. That looks fantastic. Hmm. And the new road on the Rentschler Field property that will be part of the outlet center has been completed. It will serve not only the stadium, but the Rentschler Field property proper.
Well, Mayor LeClaire, we will not ignore you. We will continue to pay attention to East Hartford, though some people aren't. I don't want you to feel neglected because you're not. Mayor Marshall.
Don't feel neglected. We have.
Well, I don't want you to be. I don't want you to be. Mayor Marshall LeClaire, thank you much for being on. It's great.
Thanks so much, and keep in touch.
I absolutely will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.